Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Kedushin Daf Ayin. We are holding right on the top line, Geirei V'Charurei. In the Mishnah, we learned that Ezra HaSofer brought together with him multitudes of Bnei Yisrael, amongst which were found groups of Kehanim, Levi, Mishraelim, Geirim, and Avodim who were released, Mamzerim, etc., etc. Yesterday we found the source. And in fact, we have Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Chalolim amongst his entourage. And today we're going to learn further where we find the Geirim, the Charurim, the Mamzerim amongst his people. It says the Gemara Geirim v'Charurim Minolam. How do we know that these came along? Amar Rav Chizda Damakro the Pasuk says V'cholav Nivdal Mitum As Goyi Ha'aretz Aleim. So we have those who separated from the Tuma of the Goyi Ha'aretz from Avodah Zarah, which means the Geirim, the Avodah Mishuchrarim, who are technically Geirim as well. They join the crowd. What about Mamzerei? Minolan, how do we know that they were Mamzerim amongst his people there? Dechsev Vayishma Sanvalat HaChayroini V'Toyviya HaEved HaAmoini. So we have Toyviya, who was an Eved from Amoin, heard about the request submitted by Nehemiah to Daryavesh to allow him to rebuild Yerushalayim. Uksiv, and then it says, Kirabim B'Yehuda Ba'alei Shvua Loi. So there were many in the Yehuda area of Eretz Yisrael who were Ba'alei Shvua. They had an alliance with him, with Toivia the Eved. Why? Because he had great influence. Ki Chasan hu Lishchan, he was a Chasan, a son-in-law. He married the daughter of Lishchanya ben Arach, a Jewish man, who was a very prominent member of the community. So this Toivia fellow, the Eved, married into a Jewish family. Furthermore, V'yahichanan b'noi, son of Toivia, lo kachas pas Meshulam in Berechia. He took the daughter of Meshulam. He was also a famous person. And knowing that Avadim married into Jewish families, we have Mamzer as a result. Because we're going with the opinion that Eved Kicham or an Eved, Kicham ve'Eved ha'Baal Bas Yisrael, married a Bas Yisrael Avlad, Mamzer, child is a Mamzer. There you go. We have Mamzer amongst Ezra's crowd. Well, Hanichal Mandam Avlad Mamzer. That's all good if you say the child of this matchup is a mamzer. Elo l'manda amar v'lad kosher ma'ikol ha'memar. But there's another opinion. Child born from this union is not a mamzer, which is something unique to Israel. I'm getting mixed up, but the input of an eved or a goy does not generate mamzer. If so, who says there were mamzer amongst the crowd? If this is your only, reason to believe that there were mamzer, who says? Because the child perhaps is not a mamzer, is a kosher. There's still another question. M'may dehavu le'bni? B'nei, who says they even had children? D'umulayavu le'b'nei, who said maybe they didn't have any children? Right? V'su, third question. M'may d'ochahavu usliku, who says they were originally from Bavel and then went up to Eretz Yisrael? D'umahasam havu, maybe they were always in Eretz Yisrael. So who says they followed Ezra? Elam yachal, bring you a different raya. That Mamzeran came along. Ve'ela ha'ilim, pasuk nechemi. Ve'ela ha'ilim, the following people. The people came up from the following locations. And simply speaking, the pasuk is simply giving a list of various, you know, towns and cities. Mitel Melach, Tel Charsha, Kruv, Adoin, Vimar, Velo Yachlo Lahagabes, Avoisim, Vizarim, and Misraelheim. So the people could not tell if their, you know, their lineage is Jewish, if they come from Israel. And the Gemara makes a drasha. It's not just locations, but they have deeper meaning and significance. Tel Melach means Elu bnei Adam shedoymim maaseim l'maaseistoym shenevcha l'tel Melach, relating to people whose behavior resembled the maasim of stoym who were involved in Gilui Arayis, stoym which turned into a heap of salt. What about Tel Cheresh Charsha? What is that? Cheresh is lashon of mute, quiet down. Ze shekure abo v'imoy mishtat kosei. So in the first group of people, we have the Megali Arayis who generated Mamzerim. Okay, so there you go. We have Mamzerim amongst his crowd. Tel Charsha is referring to a suffix mamzer. Zeshe kiri abba, a fellow who calls out to his father, v'imay mashatz kas, and the mother quiets, shh, he's not really your father. That's a shtuki, who's mentioned in our mission as well. And then we have lo yachl. So that's tel charsham. Then we have lo yachl lahagad beis avoysam. Vizarim im Yisraelim, right? So we have different categories of people. We have the melech people, those are the mamzerim. We have the tel charsha, it's a remez to quieting down. That's a fellow whose mother is quieting down when he calls out to the father. So we're not sure where the father is. Then we have lo yachl lahagad beis avoysam vizarim im Yisraelim. No idea who his father or mother is. Beis avoysam is the father, and zarim im Yisrael, that would be the mother. Im Yisraelim, whether they're Jewish, Zeu Asufi, he's the Asufi. Mentioned in the Mishnah, Shnesaf Min Ashuk, found on the street. No idea whose father, whose mother. Then we have Kruv Adoin V'Imer. So, we've solved our issue. We tried to find a Mokar, we found it. We found Mamzerim, we found Shtukim and Asufim amongst the crowd. Okay. Focusing on the words of this pasuk again, we have drashas going further. It says kruv adoin v'imeir. So the drasha is like this: Amar bevo, Amar adoin. Adoin is our master, Hashem. Hashem calls out. Ani amarti. I figured yiyu Yisrael lefonei chashuvim ki kruv. Klal Yisrael will be important and highly regarded before me like a kruv. Kruv is one of the pnei kruv, the malachim in Shemayim. When Klal Yisrael behaves appropriately, they're chashev like a kruv. V'heim somo atzmam kenamer. But through their inappropriate behavior, they presented themselves like a namer, like a leopard who's not careful with his mate. So it's actually a negative reference to Klal Yisrael's behavior. So kruv adoin v'imer is like the adoin wanted kruv, it turned out to be imer, like a namer. Iked amri. There's another version of this drasha on a positive note. Despite their behavior, Hashem still regards us as special. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Adoin. We have the word Adoin again, the master. He said like this: Ava b'shesamim atzmam, shesamim atzmam ki namer. Despite this namer behavior, hein chashuvim lefanei kikruv. In my eyes, they're chashuv like a kruv. Amar Rabba bar Bachana kol anoise isha. She'ena again a slave person goes and marries a woman who's not meant for him. She's puzzled for him. The pasuk regards this fellow as though he plowed through the world and planted it with salt. So he destroyed, he brought destruction on himself, on his family. Nothing properly is going to grow from him. So we have the pasuk describing the illegitimate people there, chersha and melech, generated from this behavior. Amar Rava Barav Ado. Amarav, kala naisei isha l'shamamim. Person allows monetary temptation to tempt him and to bring him to marry somebody who, again, who is a apostle to him. Havyan loy bonim, she'enan muganim, it will negatively affect his children. Shenemar b'Hashem bagado, they rebelled in Hashem. Ki bonim zarim yaladu. So because they got involved in inappropriate behavior, they had bonim zarim, children who are not appropriate. V'shem atoymer mamen polit. Okay, at least perhaps he can think he'll get the money out of it. Tamalayim, no, he'll lose the money as well. Wealth will be gone. Ato yoichlem chodesh eschalkeyam. The money will be totally, you know, depleted in a very short time. V'shem atoymer chalkei. Maybe it only applies to his portion of the wealth. You know, the nechassim that he's responsible for, the nechse toyn barzel, right? So perhaps that gets lost. V'lo chalkei, but not her portion. The Nichsei Melug, which she sort of controls. Tamaloymar, Chalkehem, both their portions will be depleted from this because of this inappropriate marriage. V'shema Toymar Lizman Ruba, perhaps you'll speculate, you'll say, well, it'll take a while for it to happen. Tamaloymar, the pasuk says, Chodesh, no, very quickly. My Mashma, how do we see that it's going to happen soon? Amar Avnachm Bar Yitzchak. Chodesh means it within 1 month. Chodesh nichnas, v'chodesh yotza. Month began, the month's over, boom. Umamayim aved, and there goes their wealth. V'amar Rabba, Bar Rav Ado, Amar lo, some say, Amar Rabbi Sala, Amar Rav Amnuna. Kolanoisa Isha, she'eino higenes lo, person is not careful regarding whom he marries to make sure that she's kosher and appropriate for his yichus. Elio kaifsei. Elio in the future will tie him down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Roitzei, will strap him. Matana, we learned in a brisa, al kulam, regarding all the, you know, kehanim, levim, Israelim who marry mamzerim, etc. Elio kaisev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaisim. Elio writes down, Hashem signs. What does he write? Oilei woe to this fellow, lepoisa lezaroi, ulepagimas mishpachtoi, ulenoise isha, sheni agenis loi. Elio kaisev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roitzei. So basically, they're lamenting the fact that he married somebody inappropriate. By doing so, he stigmatized his family, he illegitimized his children, and he gets the strapping. And the brisa continues, you should know, if a person is habitually labeling other people as pesulim, you're a mamzer, you're an evet, just his mode of expression, it's not a good sign about his own yichus. Puzzle. Subconsciously, he just sort of relates that. That's his reference point, and it doesn't bode well for his own lineage. And the person who's really puzzled will never find him speaking positively about people. But Shmuel adds, labels that he showers on other people is actually meant for him himself. So if he calls people avodim, it's a right that he's really never. How Gavr, in fact, there was a story about this fellow, a very long story. He comes from where? Dimina Hardo. He came from Hardo, and he came for a visit to Pumpadisa. And he went straight to the butcher store, Da'al Lebeit Matbachaya B'Pumpadisa. Amar Lu Suhi turns to the store owner, Havu Libisra, please give me some meat. Amar Lu, they tell him, look, Natar, wait a while. Ad Shakil Shami, Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. First let the assistant of Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel allow him to buy the meat, and then afterwards Vnei Sivalach will give you your portion. So he goes first. Omar, so this fellow was a bit irritated. He says, Man Yehuda Bar, who's this Yehuda Bar Shviskal? Shviskal is a big eater. Who is he? The Kadamli, the Shoklam and Kamai, who's getting before me, he's taking the meat over here. Ozlu Amrli the Rav Yehuda. So the word got back to Rav Yehuda that this fellow spoke disrespectfully about him. Apparently, it was something which was important to relate back to the Rav. Shamtein, he put him in chirim, and the people continued to report back to Rav Yehuda. Amru, they told him, "We're not done." Ragel dekari in shiavadi. This fellow has a loose mouth. He's accustomed to calling people avadim. Okay, achor zaleid abduhu. So Rav Yehuda declared this fellow as an Eved. This fellow wasn't too happy. So he called Rav Yehuda to Din Torah in front of Rav Nachman, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Nahar Da, this fellow's hometown. Azlahu Azmini Ladina called him to Din Torah, Lekamei, to Rav Nachman. I see Piska, the Hazmana, so he brought along a Hazmana document, a summons. Azl Rav Yehuda, Lekamei, to Rav Huna. So he brought Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda went to Rav Huna and wanted to know whether he's obligated to answer the summons and travel over to Nahar Da. Amar Leis, he says like this, Ezel, Oile Ezel. He asked Rav Huna, should I go or not? Amar Leis, Rav Huna responds, Mezel, Oile Boilech Lemezel. You know, really? You're not obligated to go travel to Nahar Da. Mishum Degavar Ravat. You're a great man. You're a chasher person. Perhaps if he wants to have the dinter locally, fine. But you're not mechuyev to travel there. But you know, out of respect to the Rav Nachman, who was the son-in-law of the Nasi, Kumzil, you know, go and do the extra mile, travel to Nahar Da. Out of respect to Rav Nachman, who called you to the Din Torah. Okay, also, so he arrives at Rav Nachman's place. Ashkechei, he finds him, he sees him busy. The Kavod Ma'ake, he was building a railing, a ma'ake, for his roof. Amarle, so Rav Yehuda turns to Rav Nachman. You're a great man. You're not meant to be, doing labor. Don't you know Shmuel says once a person gets appointed as a leader, he shouldn't be doing this type of manual labor in front of three people, you know, in public. Rashi says it's dishonorable to the community that their leader has to go and build, you know, railings in public. Amar Leis, so he says, I'm not really making a major railing here. I'm not involved in building. Purta de gun de rissa hudukavid. I'm just making this shallow, ten tafach, minimal railing to be kind of mitzvah of makis. That's okay, it's a mitzvah. And he called the railing a gun de rissa, which is an interesting, like a very, you know, a fancy word. Amar Leis, or Yehuda was a bit, you know, he says, why using this, you know, high-fluting language. What's wrong with the word makah, which is in the Torah? A machitza, use simple language. A machitza, the Rabbanon call it a machitza. Why don't you just use simple, everyday language? Okay, so he gave him a little, you know, musr. Amar Leis, or Rav Nachman, sought to be mechabed, to honor his guest. The Yosef Mar Ar Karpita. Why don't you sit down on the, you know, little bench here? And he called it a karpita, which is an unusual word. Amar Leis, he responds to him, Misani Safsal Amar Rabbanon. What's wrong with Safsal? Which is the way the Rabbanon relate to a bench. Oy, it's Taba. Or call it a Itztaba, the Amar Inchi, which is another way, you know, how people relate to a bench. What's this fancy word, a kartifa? Okay, fine. He moved on. Amar Leis, Leichel Mar Esrunga. So Rav Nachman turns to his guest, why don't you have something to eat, to drink? Take a srunga, which was his way of calling an esrig. So again, a fancy, you know. Amar Leis, he says to Machem HaShmuel. Shmuel once said, Kolo Imer, esrunga, a person uses this fancy word, esrunga, tilsa bram esrucha. It's an expression of haughtiness. Sheshlish rucha igasahu, Rashi says. A third of his spirit is haughty. Basically, it's an expression of gavva. You shouldn't be using such fancy words. Oy esreig kider karyor rabbanon. Oy esreig, that means you either use a plain, simple word esreig, the way the rabbanon call it, or esreiga, which is, you know, Aramaic, the way people call it. Amalei, okay, he moved on. Lishtimar an vago. Here, my guest, take a little drink. An vago, Rashi says, is a kais, which contains a revius. Which was filled with this drink called asparagus, mentioned in the Gemara Brachas, made from like vegetables, some sort of energy drink. Okay, so have a little drink. Amar Leis, he says, why are you calling it such a misani asparagus, the kari rabbanon? Anything wrong with calling it asparagus, the way the rabbanon called it? Or anpak the amrinchi, or anpak the way people call it? Okay. Amar Leis continued, teise doinak, so the host, Rav Nachman, after you know, seating his guest and serving him, he says, Amar Leis, Teisi Doinag Tashkina. Let my daughter Doinag, that was her name, serve us our drinks. Amar Leis, so the guest responds, that's inappropriate. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Emishtam Shem Bi'isho. Not meant to be served by a woman. Well, he says, Rav Nachman says, Tani, she's just very young, not a big deal. Well, even that's a problem. Rav Yehuda responds, with Feirish Amar Shmuel, Emishtam Shem Bi'isho Klal, Beng Doyle, Beng Tana. You're not meant to be served by a woman, whether irrespective of her age. Okay, Rav Nachman continues. Rav Nachman's wife was Yalsa. Nishadali Mar, Shlomo Yalsa. He turns to his guest, you want to send regards to my wife, send a bracha to my wife? Amar Leis, so Rav Yehuda responds, no, Hachi Amar Shmuel Koil B'Yisha Erva. I'm not meant to interact in a, you know, informal manner with an Isha. The Koil B'Yisha in this manner is inappropriate. Efshayde Shliach, so Rav Nachman says, okay, I'll get somebody to send regards on your behalf through a Shliach. You don't have to confront her directly. Amar Leis, or Rav Yehuda responds, once again, it's also a problem. Machi Amar Shmuel, Ein Shalom B'Shalom Isha, you're not meant to go give Shalom to an Isha, even through a, you know, an intermediary. Because once again, it brings them emotionally close. So Rav Nachman responds, Al Dei Bala, okay, let me be the Shliach. Okay, that's better. Amar Leis, so Rav Yehuda responds, that's also no good. Machi Amar Shmuel, Ein Shalom B'Shalom Isha Klal. You're not meant to do that at all, even through her husband. Because once again, it'll bring them emotionally close to each other. So apparently his wife was listening in, Rav Nachman's wife. Shochle Tvisos, Rav Nachman had a wife Yalsa. She sent him a message. You know, let him go quickly. He's gonna this is not working out well for you. Sharole Tigre, you know, release him from the Idin, meaning address his Din Torah you know, he came for something, you know, address it and let him go. Very soon he's gonna turn you into Am Haaretz. It's not good for your reputation here to keep on, titting and tatting with him. Okay, so Rav Nachman listened to his wife and he asked his guest as to the reason for his coming. My Shiyati, what's your business, the Maracha? What are you doing here? Armalei Taska, that's Manusa, Shadamar Basroi. Don't you know you sent a Hazmana after me? Armalei, so apparently Rav Nachman was not familiar with the fact that the person that he was inviting to Dinter was Rav Yehuda. Armalei, he says, me invite you to Dinter before me, you're way more chashav than me. Hashta Shusa, Shusa is the mode of speech, the expression. Hashta Shusa, the Marlik Amirna. You know, I'm not even familiar with your way of speech, meaning you outdid me in that whole back and forth. Taska das Manusa Mashardar. I don't have proper, you know, grammar, etc. And I'm going to go send you a Taska, a document to summon you to a Dintera. Taska das Manusa Mashardar. Lamai, what do you think? Really? I would call you to Dintera in front of me. You're way more chashav than me. So Rabbi Yehuda pulled out the document. Apik, he pulled out Diska, the document, as Manusa of this, you know, the summons document. Bechadi from his chest, from his pocket. Va'achsilein, he shows it to him. Amarlei, he says, look, Hagavra, but Diska, the man has the document. Amarlei, so Rav Nachman responds, okay, look, Hoyel va'asamar lahacha, once you made it all the way here, Lishtoy Mili, may as well, you know, present your case and let's deal with it. Ki'echad le'limru, so people, you know, in case I just send you away, people will say, well, you know, the Rabbanon are covering up for each other. Machanfiya Rabban Adadi, they're just flattering each other and they're not, you know, being straight about things. So once you're here, let's deal with what happened. Amalei, so Rav Nachman asks Rav Yehuda, no, okay, my time was Shamti Marlo Gavra. So why is it so that you actually took such a drastic step against that person and put him in Chirim? Well, Rav Yehuda says, you should know what he did. See, Shlichad Rabbanon, he annoyed the Shliach of the Chacham. Okay, so why put him in Cherem? Give him Malkus, which is not as severe as the Rav Mangid al the man the Mitzar Shluchad Rabban. Rav would do that. He would give Malkus if a person annoyed and was Mitzar Shliach Rabban. So why did you put him in Cherem? The other thing, I did something more, you know, severe. I figured that was a fitting, you know, response to what he did. Okay, fine. My time achriz mar alei da avdu. Next question. Why did you declare him as an eved? Amalei, he says, very posh. The rugged, the kurd, the inshiadi. He calls other people avadim, and that's not a good sign about himself. But Tani, we learned in the Brayso, call out poisel. A person who's poisel other people, pasul, that's the biggest indication that he himself was pasul. He never speaks positively about people. Amar Shmuel added, bimu moi poisel. How he labels others is an indication of his own label. He calls others avadim. He himself is an eved, and that's why I declared him as an eved. Well, Rav Nachman responds, you know, the emor d'amar Shmuel amechashle. I understand Shmuel tells us to be concerned about the possibility that he's an eved. La'achruzi alemi amar. Does he actually tell you to establish him as an eved? Like, is it an established fact? I mean, there's room to think that perhaps, you know, it's an expression of his own deficiency, but it's not enough to actually confirm it. So why did you go to that extent and declare him as a bona fide Eved? Well, listen to this. As this was happening, Asahu Bardinim Nadoi. So this opponent shows up from Nadoi while this was going on. Amarlei, Ahu Bardinim Rav Yehuda, so the other fellow turns to Rav Yehuda, the fellow who, you know, his litigant, right? Lididi Kursli Abdo. You call me an Eved? I'm the farthest thing from an Eved. The Asina mi beis Chashim Noi Malki. You know where I come from? I have a great lineage. From the Chashmonaim, the King Chashmonaim dynasty. How could you call me an Eved? Amarlei, listen to this. This was his undoing. So Rabbi Yehuda responds to him. If anything, that makes it worse for yourself. Amarlei hachem Shmuel. Shmuel told us, call the Amar. Midabez Chashmonai Kasina Abdu. Anybody that declares, that claims to come from Chashmonaim, he is a certified Eved. You know why? Rashi brings because all of the Chashmonaim's descendants were killed out by Hordus, and he was an Eved, and he grabbed the throne. And Rashi says it's assumed that the regular Bnei Yisrael did not interact with him or his family, so they married Avadim. So all that hail from Hordus, who pretended to be sort of the carryover of the Chashmonaim are really Avadim. So if you claim to be from the Chashmonaim, you're really an Eved who comes from Hurdas, who was a slave by the Chashmonaim. Okay, so if anything, you've just incriminated yourself because of this quote that I quoted from Shmuel. Amar Leis Rav Nachman responds to Rav Yehuda. You know, Leis Savar Lamar Laha. Now you're coming and telling us this fact that Shmuel says, if you come from Chashmonaim, you're an Eved. But, you know, it's a little tricky, a little suspicious sounding that you're saying it now when it's pertinent to you. Right? Rav tells us, you can't rely on this type of testimony. Suppose the Talmud Chacham comes along and offers a new halacha that we never heard before. Do we accept it or not? It depends. If there's any impression of impropriety, you don't accept it. If it appears perhaps like he's pushing his own agenda and supporting his case, you can't accept it as fact. If he said it before the fact, before it was pertinent to him and relevant to him and beneficial to him, then you accept it. But if he comes along and tells us something which is pertinent to his case, you can't accept it. So, yeah, I believe you, Shmuel said it, but we can't accept it as fact. Amar Lacy says, one second, it's not me. It's not just me. Rav Maslan, the Kaikavasi. Rav Maslan, in fact, will support me. He also said the same thing in the name of Shmuel. And in fact, listen to this, Hashkacha Protis. Rav Maslan lechazi lenarda tleiser shni. Where was this taking place? In Ardar. Rav Maslan happens to be, never, hasn't stepped foot in Ardar for 13 years. And that day he showed up. Ahu yayma asa. And he was the right person at the right time. Amar leiser of Yehuda turns to Rav Maslan. I want to jog your memory. Dachirma, do you remember my Omar Shmuel, what Shmuel said at a very specific time? Kikoi, he was standing Chadakara Aguda, one foot of his was on the riverbank, but Chadakara Amabra, one on the boat. So in that position, Shmuel told us something very interesting. Do you remember what it was? Omar Lishar Masna responded perfectly. Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what he told us. Called the Omar, Midabeit Chashmonai Malka Kasina, anybody who claims to come from the Chashmonai household, Avdahu, that's a declaration on his Avdus. You know why? He explains it. Because, truthfully, the only survivor from the Chashmonai was a young girl, Ella Hiravisa, and even she didn't survive. Ultimately, she died. The Salkal Igra, she went up to the rooftop, Virami Kola, she declared as follows. I want you to know. Hear one, hear all. Va'amar, she says, Kol Amar, Ibeis, Chashmonai, Anna, whoever down the road will claim to come from Chashmonai, you should know Avdo, he's an Eved. Because I'm the only sole survivor from the family, and I'm nobody else. Everybody else is from Hurdus, the Avadim. Naflim Igro Mis. In fact, she fell off the roof of Mesa and she died. So this startling chain of events, the quote from Shmuel, Rav Masna's sudden arrival, and his corroboration of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha sort of put the case to rest, and this opponent was now fully certified as an Eved. And what happened? Achor zalei da'avdahu. So Rav Nachman sort of followed Rav Yehuda's lead, and he declared this fellow as an Eved, even locally in Harda, his hometown. Da'avdahu. Ho'yemis, what happened on that day? There were many families that had, sort of blended into this fellow's families. Akron, Kama Ksufta ben Adar, many Ksuba documents were torn up, many marriages were dissolved because of this information. Kikonafik, so when Rabbi Yehuda was leaving Arda, the locals were very mad at him for generating this mayhem. Nafke, Basre, Lemirgme, they were following him to stone him with stones. Amalus, he turns around and he said, look, he threatened them. Ishtiku, if you remain silent and go back, Shtiku, fine, you're good, you're safe. Otherwise, you continue this behavior. Migalina Aleichu, I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to reveal some more information, classified information. Hodamar Shmuel, Shmuel told us, Tarti, Zaryas, Ikab, and Arda. There are two families in Arda that I know about. Chadim Mikrai de Beyayna. One was called the Beyayna, Dav. Vachadim Mikrai de Beyir Vasi, Ravens. Visimarach, and the fact is, And the significance here is, Tamei, the one that's called Erev, which is a tummy bird, is in fact a family which has Psulim, which is tummy. The one that's called a Yoina, kosher bird, Tar, is Tar. So actually, some Farshim explained, Marshall explained that these, this information was added later on by the ones who compiled the Gemara, Avinu Ravashi, because he didn't actually reveal this. He just says, look, Rabbeisai, I'm going to tell you about information that I know, that I can reveal if you don't behave. So they all sort of took the threat seriously and they backed off. Shadjua laurigma. They took whatever they were using to stone him, they, you know, the rocks, they threw it, tossed it into the river, and it was so much volume, so many stones now discarded, become atma. But Nar Malka now experienced a dam, a blockage because of these stones. So this threat really speared him. Continues the Gemara, Machruz Rav Yehuda Bumbadisa. So Rav Yehuda announced as follows in the town of Bumbadisa. Ado, the name of one fellow, V'yoynason, another fellow, Avde. They're slaves. You should know they're not allowed to marry into the community. Yehuda Rav Papa, Mamzer, he's a Mamzer. But Yibar Tuvio, he was an Eved who was never freed and still has an Eved status. V'ramas Rucha, due to his haughtiness, Lo Yishakil Gita D'Chirusa. He never bothered getting a get, Shichru, from his master. He's still an Eved. Keep away from these people. Okay, Machruz Rava B'Machoyza. In the town of Machoyza, Rava declared as follows. The following families are all puzzle. Baloi, Danoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulam, Lifsoil, they're all puzzle, they cannot marry Yisraelim. Amar Yehuda, Goivoi, those that are called Goivoi, they're really Givoinoi, they come from Givoi, they're the Givoinim, who may not intermarry. Those that are called, the family that's called Durnu Nisa, you know why? Duroi, they come from a town, Nisinoi, full of Nisinim, which is basically like another version for Givoinim, who are also to marry. Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Bekuve, this town called Bekuve, Dipumbadisa, near Pumbadisa, Kulam da Avde, all its residents are Avadim. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Arameis Avadim, Va'amar La Arbas Alafim Avadim, either 400 slaves or 4,000 slaves, Hoyloi Lefashcha Benima, belong to this fellow Fashchoi, Bechulam Nitmu Bekuna. He was a Kohen, and they all intermarried. They blended into the Kuna families. And therefore, Bechal Kohen Sheyesh Be'azaz Panim, if you encounter a Kohen who has an element of brazenness, Einoi Elamihem, you should know he's a descendant of these Avodim. That's why he's endowed with this special virtue. Omer Abai Kulu Yasvan, all these individuals that come from the Avodim, they live Bishur de Ben Ardo in the wall of the city of Nardo, a plague of Lezer. This assertion that the Avadim, that the Kohanim or Azipanim hail from the Avadim, is in dispute with Rebbe Lezer. The Rebbe Lezer, Amar Isa Kohen, Vazos Metzach. If you ever encounter a Kohen who has this strong personality, Al Tahar Achrov, don't ask any questions. Shenemar Va'amcha Kimrivi Kohen, it's part of their personality. They're cut and dry, rigid, that's the way they are. But it isn't a sign of Psul. Amar Rabbi Avin Barav Ada Amar Rav Kol Anisa Isha She'en Again Aslay. Her person is not careful. He marries an Isha who is possible to him. Ultimately, when Hashem will bring back his Shechina and rest it on us, Meid Al Kol Hashvatim Ve'imei Dalop, who will testify and declare all the Shvatim as his, but not on this fellow. Shneimar Shiftei Ka Eidos LiYisrael. And the drasha is Eimasai Havi Eidos LiYisrael. When does Hashem call out the Yisrael as his? Bezman Shashvatim Shiftei Ka. When the Shvatim have proper lineage and are kosher. Amar Rav Chama B'Chanina, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shenosai, when Hashem brings the Shechina, Ein Mashu El Al Meshpachas Michas Shev Yisrael, who only do so, will have the Shechina rest on the families that are Miuchasim and certified. Shenema Ba'isahi, Noam Hashem, Eyal Elikim, L'chol Meshpachas Yisrael, doesn't say L'chol Yisrael, L'chol Yisrael Einemar, El L'chol Meshpachas, those families that are kosher. Ve'hema, and only them, you, only they, you, Lila'am. Amar Rabba Bar Avchun. Zu Mali Yisera. Yesh Ben Yisrael Legerim. In this passage we find an advantage that Yisrael have over the Gerim. Dilu Bi Yisrael Ksibu by Yisrael, it says, Vayisalam Lelakim, Ve'ema Yulilam, that I will reach out to them and bring them back to me. So Hashem sort of makes the first move and brings us closer to him. Dilu Bi Gerim, Ksibu by Gerim goes the other way. They have to initiate. They have to do the hard work. Miu Zeh, Arevis Liba Legesh Seilayim Hashem, who's going to come close to me? So first they come close to me, they make the move, they make the effort, and then I respond in kai v'anoichi e'yelachem le'loikim. Amar v'chalbay, koshem gerim l'yisrael kasapachas. The gerim phenomenon is difficult, makes it very complicated for Yisrael, like a sapachas, like a nega. Shenemar, v'nil v'hager aleim, v'nispuchal beis Yaakov. So we have the Lashon nispuchu by the gerim. And Tosis explains because very often they're not well versed in the halachas and the mitzvahs, and they can have bad influence on their community. So we have the Lashon v'nispuchu, k'sipacha v'nispuchu, k'sipasam, and by negoim we have a seis sapachas. So we have that equation to teach us this lesson. Okay, so in summation, we learned about the various groups of individuals that followed Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. We have the sources for each. We learned the importance of marrying Isha Kshera, Isha Genes Loy, and the consequences of doing otherwise. We had this whole story about this fellow who was Paisal other people, and that was indicative of his own Psal. And we have various families and names of Psalim, and the importance of keeping the Mishpachos Miuchasos. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.